This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The government and the opposition parties have reached a consensus to end the deadlock in the ongoing winter session of Parliament, ensuring smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. The breakthrough came during a meeting convened by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla of the floor leaders of various political parties at the Parliament House yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Birla requested all the members to let the House function smoothly. The leaders agreed to extend their support to run the House smoothly. The meeting was attended by Gaurav Gogoi of Congress, Kalyan Banerjee of TMC, Lavusukrishna Devrayalu of TDP, T.R. Balu of DMK, Supriya Sule of NCP, Dharmendra Yadav of SP, Dileshwar Kamat of JDU, Abhay Kushwaha of RJD and Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena, UBT, among others. Later, talking to reporters outside the Parliament, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the leaders who were present in the meeting have assured their support for smooth conduct of both houses of Parliament. He said a special discussion on the Constitution to commemorate its 75th year of adoption will be held in the Lok Sabha on 13th and 14th of this month. In the Rajya Sabha, the discussion will take place on 16th and 17th December. Earlier, both the Houses of Parliament could not transact any substantive business on the fifth consecutive day yesterday, following the opposition's continued ruckus over various issues including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and violence at Sambal in Uttar Pradesh. Amid uproar, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha witness adjournments first till noon and then for the day. The BJP has appointed senior party leaders Nirmala Sitharaman and Vijay Rupani as its party's central observers for a legislative party's meeting in Maharashtra, where the MLAs will elect their leaders. The BJP and Parliamentary Board has approved their appointment. The BJP-led Mahayati coalition registered a landslide victory, securing 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. Meanwhile, the suspense regarding the new chief minister of Maharashtra continues amidst intense political discussions. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani are likely to meet the newly elected BJP MLAs in Mumbai today evening. The BJP's legislative party meeting is scheduled to be held on Wednesday. The much-anticipated oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected BJP-led Mahayuti government in Maharashtra is scheduled to take place on Thursday evening at Mumbai's Azad Maidan in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President Draupadi Murmu will confer national awards for empowering persons with disabilities to 33 exemplary individuals and institutions on International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2024 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will also unveil 16 transformative initiatives aimed at enriching the lives of persons with disabilities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation the successful implementation of three transformative new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam in Chandigarh today. The new criminal laws, which were implemented nationwide on the 1st of July this year, aim to make the country's legal system more transparent, efficient and adaptable to the needs of contemporary society. Cyclone Fengal has caused widespread devastation, bringing record rainfall and flooding to Puducherry and parts of Tamil Nadu. In Puducherry, four persons were killed in rain-related incidents, while two others are still missing. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy has announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees each to the families of those who lost their lives in the incident. To ease the hardships caused by severe weather, the Chief Minister also declared 5,000 rupees relief for every ration card holder in the Union Territory. Meanwhile, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has appealed to the centre to provide 2,000 crore rupees as relief fund for the state affected by Cyclone Fengal. In his letter to the Prime Minister, he said that the damages will be assessed as soon as the inundated rainwater drains from the paddy fields and announced due compensation to the farmers. India has said that the incident related to the breach of premises at Bangladesh Assistant High Commissioner earlier yesterday in Agartala is deeply regrettable. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said, the diplomatic and consular property should not be targeted under any circumstances. The ministry added that the Government of India is taking action to step up security arrangements for the Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi and the Deputy and Assistant High Commissions in the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.